in this journey go on? Will I find the place I'm meant to go? Will dreams fall down around us just like the winter snow? Another year has come and gone. Will my luck hold for 1 year more? I think of how far that I've come and what's been left behind. When will they carry my body down? When will they carry my body down? Will they take it from the river after I've jumped, tried, and drowned? Will they find it on the battlefield, on the spot I stood my ground?
All right, we're back. Second hour of Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Shout out to Ken, my producer. Couldn't do the show without him, man. So everybody give Ken some love. So we're going to resume clip five where we were. And this is from High Impact Flicks. Jones actually played this one today. I play a lot of his stuff. Pretty big YouTuber, and he's under some severe assault. What's crazy, folks, is like I got a lot of YouTubers that I monitor their stuff. And every time I dig in and start trying to put a show together, and you know, part of my show's articles and just things that have happened. And then the other part is to have some clips just to kind of mix it up and have an interactive experience. Well, guess what? Every time that I start digging through my lists of YouTubers, I'll go to their channel and it's gone. And this has happened so much in the last 6 months. I was trying to dig into some of these guys that I know put out, like, you know, seriously decent quality stuff. I would try to find their channel and I can't find it. They scrub them. And so we're in a war here with some Orwellian censorship nuts, because they realize they can't win unless they just actually try to ban people. Because, I'm going to have to get into some of these guys but in a little while, but one of them's Montegraff, this old guy. He dug in and found some things about this Vegas thing that is so creepy. And just insane. The way these Rain Man, some 4chan calls them autistic warriors, that they can, it's like a gift, and it's just like, it's almost like technological overload cocktailed with a gift from God, to where people in movies and shows and music videos and news programs and any kind of electronic stimuli, they see all the little clues and embedded objects that people put there on purpose. This lesser magic thing that we always talk about, the predictive programming and all this, but that there's these people, they can just spot the most innocuous looking thing in a website or a poster or a piece of video footage, to where it's like they've got this ability to like create this mental connection structure, to where then they go digging, and the things that they dig up and the connections they make are basically the deconstruction of the lesser magic that these witchcraft like these evil sorcerer types, they embed into everything that they hit us with, the subliminal programming and all that crap. Well, we got warriors on our side that are like, you know what? The most weird looking, goofy person that you would say, you know, blah, 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 this is the person that can then see through. I don't want to use the term matrix because it's overblown and it's overdone and it's stale, but they can see through, you know, all that code, and then they can connect certain things to where you're like, oh my God, this was a sick genius that put this all together. And so, I just wanted to get that out there. But I want to get back into the Hooters thing because this is crazy. And it really ties in with the Tropicana, the Bellagio, New York. You get into the police scanners. And I was, people were tweeting and everything about the police scanner stuff the very night that it happened. I remember I got off the air and then Vegas was happening, okay, back on the 1st. And so as soon as I get off the air, I'm laying down trying to go to sleep, and then I pop onto Twitter to look around because you like or hate Twitter, it's the most responsive, quick way to find out, something hitting you that quickly. And look, I don't like the platform. I don't like Jack Dorsey. I think he's a little punk, a little left-wing Zuckerberg SJW type. Probably got a whole lot of deep state alphabet agency jerks behind him. But the platform itself, it's the only reason, a bunch of us use it is to stay abreast of quickly developing situations and so forth. But anyway, let's resume back to high-impact flicks and then get into this Hooters thing where there was 17 ambulances lined up outside the Hooters. And this guy's filming from the MGM, folks, which is not that far from Mandalay Bay. And he's seeing a whole line of ambulances at Hooters. Now, we saw people getting shadowy figures being escorted out of the Tropicana with a bunch of armed guards around them and all these weird footages from all over the place. And we all – that's the crazy thing as well. People can come to different conclusions based on the stimuli that they have taken in. And so some people have seen everything you can see about Vegas, and you come to one conclusion. And another researcher – well, he hasn't seen B, C, D, E, and F, but he saw A, Z, W, X, and P. And so you see that we all – none of us can do it all. None of us is a one-man sponge to where we can all take in the stimuli and then therefore come to the most accurate conclusion about what happened. And so you have to give your fellow person out here in on radio or whatever, you got to give them some leeway because they haven't seen what you've seen. And you've seen things that they haven't seen because none of us is going to gravitate towards the same bunch of videos on Live Leak or whatever, or the same articles or the same researchers, the stuff they put out. And this is another thing we all have to realize. We're all taking in similar things, but we're not taking in the exact same stimuli to where it sometimes leads us in different directions, but we got to be able to, give each other that leeway. All right, let's resume clip 5, Ken.
Is taken from the perspective of the MGM Grand Hotel across the street from Hooters. Benjamin is facing south with the concert event area in Mandalay Bay to his southwest. According to the video at the 27-second mark, Benjamin says they're pulling bodies out of Hooters.
They're just pulling so many bodies out of that Hooters. I don't know if people are dead. I don't know if they're just injured.
At first, there were 6 ambulances that could be seen parked in front of Hooters. By the time you get to the 5-minute mark, you can count 16 ambulances parked in a line with more speeding by. Now, I've compressed some of the time of this video here to give you a partial time lapse of the activity below. This is the MGM Grand from around their perspective. Here's Hooters, and way over here is the event area with Mandalay Bay even further to the southwest. Now, I understand that police had certain areas blocked off, but why in the hell were they parked in front of Hooters this far away, and why were bodies being taken from inside Hooters? Why do we not see people flooding this parking lot right here, traveling north from the venue, or emergency personnel running south up this parking lot to the concert grounds to take care of the injured? Benjamin Franks deserves credit for filming this. It may not have been his intention, but this is what independent journalism is all about. Let the camera roll and record history as it happens, no filter, no edits. I'm not going to play Ben's whole video here because I want you to go over to his channel and give him some love. If you go over there, watch the entire video and maybe subscribe to his channel. We need more people who are willing to pull out their cameras and record things that really matter. When he and his buddy turn the TV on as they're recording the events going on across the street, listen to what they're saying on the news as the event goes down. It's pretty interesting. Especially listen to the people that they're interviewing who were at or near Mandalay Bay. Leave your thoughts for the world and the Google Thought Police in the comments section below. Guys, if you enjoyed this video, give it a like and share it with others. If you're new to the channel, hit that subscribe and notify.
Now, here's what's you know, and I've got to play devil's advocate here, okay? This guy, he's at the MGM. Could be a Joe Blow off the street. But we know there'd been a year long these drills going on in Vegas. And then within a few day proximity, there was a big mass casualty incident drill happening. Okay. And so these YouTubers, okay, it's this 21 days later, this is dropping 3 weeks. You have to look at it like this. Hey, I want to believe people that are dumping stuff onto the net 3 weeks later, and this is all part of the additional stimuli that we're all taking in to try to further kind of fine-tune where we are with the operation. But this could be damage control at the same time. This could be an operative at the same time, easily faking time and date stamping a video. Was there something that happened a few nights ago at Hooters? I don't know. And I'm not accurate enough. And I'm not I know how deceptive things on video can be and how easily twisted and morphed and metamorphosized these things can be. And so, look, this is the big thing that just broke. It was all over before it's news and your news and all these sites and everything, to where you just got to always look for the next layer of control. When you think that, oh my God, this is breaking, this, you know, blah, 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 and this Benjamin Franks individual, hey, he could be 100% legit, or this could be another level of the PSYOP. And this is the way I think. I don't want to be this complete pessimist when it comes to trying to deconstruct a event like this. But at the same time, I've been burned so many times with events that, you know, you have to remain skeptical, but not so skeptical that it makes you a jaded individual, and then you become, you know, like this dark person on the inside, where, you know, everything that you see is fake, and there can be no legitimate, decent anything. And then so it makes you want to think that basically the whole world is corrupt to the point where it's irredeemable. And so they almost win once they do this to all of us that dig into these occurrences and these operations and all these warfare incidents that get thrown at us. They want us to finally just turn dark like they are, to where the point is that we go out onto the streets and you look at everybody with contempt, and you look, there's nothing pure and decent about God's creation anymore, to the point where you just want to chuck everything out, throw the baby out with the bathwater on creation. And see, once we do that, they've won. And so I deal with this all the time, you know, being somebody that does this radio show and deals with everything. I mean, I went through something so dark last night with friends after this funeral, where, you know, funerals these days, people start drinking. I went through something so crazy and insane last night that it was probably a life-changing incident for me. And I still haven't internalized it all and processed it, but it made me really, you know, it's a really trying thing that went down just me in my personal life yesterday with the funeral and then the aftermath and I just should say the fallout, the absolute chaos that I had to deal with last night. But I consider myself a relatively hardy and strong person. You know, when you're talking about your fiber of your being on the inside, I'm not talking about physically, and I consider myself, you know, above average physically, you know, but I mean, I can intimidate people and so forth and so on, people that I've never met. But at the same time, you got to have that strength on the inside. Your exterior doesn't mean anything if you're not that. If you don't have the, you know, that spirit, you know, where you're close to the Creator and all that. Even though you're a wicked sinner and you get thrown off of the path constantly because of temptations and all this other stuff, you can't ever lose your attachment to God the Father. If once you do that, you're torched. You're going to be one of these people out here. And I had to witness some serious nihilism last night to where I tried to check it. I tried to stop it. And, you know, sometimes you just got to detach yourself from these situations before it gets you caught up with this world system. And I know I went off on a rant there, but and after the bottom of the hour, we're going to open the phones up to talk. But I want to get through some of this stuff. Hey, Ken. Let's move to a completely different realm real quick because this is important. Get clip three ready. Okay, Ken, clip three, True Stream Media. This is over Aaron and Melissa. And I've seen articles floating around by Jonas Alexis over at Veterans Today and others doing articles on this. But let's do clip three. This is insane.
So this is what happened. I was up late last night, finishing putting up my video, sending it out. I went to Twitter, and I happened to follow former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney on there, and she had sent out this tweet about verification not to boycott Israel in order to get one's home rebuilt due to lack of flood insurance. Can someone verify this? Dickinson, Texas. And it caught my eye because we have family in that area. Dickinson was hit really heavy by Hurricane Harvey. They were devastated by the time they evacuated. It was very late. A lot of people's homes were destroyed. And she's got a screen cap here of what looks like a contract with a clause in it that says verification not to boycott Israel. And I thought, what the hell? So I went over to the Dickinson, Texas official website and tried to find this thing to verify it for her. I typed in flood insurance in the search bar. And sure enough, you come across this Harvey Repair Grant and Award application. And when you open this thing up, it reads like a normal grant application. It talks about how there are donation funds that are going to be provided to assist in the rebuilding of homes or businesses impacted by Hurricane Harvey, blah, 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 blah. And then it comes down and there are these numbered clauses for this agreement. And number 11 right here says that if you want to get these funds, you must verify that you will not boycott Israel. It says by executing this agreement below, the applicant verifies that the applicant, one, does not boycott Israel, and two, will not boycott Israel during the term of this agreement.
That's where when I was reaching for the phone to make a call, I was just thinking floods and Hurricane Harvey, the country of Israel, floods and Hurricane Harvey, and all I could come up with was Moses parting the Red Sea, and after that I had nothing, and that service wasn't rendered during Hurricane Harvey, so it doesn't make any sense. Try substituting any other country, verification not to boycott France. My house flooded, I need to rebuild it, but I agree not to boycott France and will not boycott France during the rest of the term of this agreement. What does France have to do with Hurricane Harvey whatsoever at all? And why am I supposed to not do that?
And how is that not completely in violation of the First Amendment, your right to free speech, your right to protest? I mean, this is insane. What does Israel have to do with being an American citizen living in Dickinson, Texas?
They've made the reception of public funds that were donated from private individuals and businesses and levied through the state of Texas and the city of Dickinson that are made available to people who have a need to rebuild their home damaged in the flood, but it's conditional upon a verification not to boycott. So your ability to protest or speak out against an issue or even have an opinion is voided by
you want to get
and overrided by
you. You can stop it there, Ken, and we will be back after the break. And then I've got an article about this same phenomenon. See you.
Folks, We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
We're back at Sixth Theory Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks, everybody, for listening and being loyal listeners to the program. I listen to a lot of talk radio, as you guys can probably tell. And so hopefully you guys get something out of this show, because it's best when talk radio addicts like me do shows, because, see, I can tie a lot of in between, various people. Like, I listen to a lot of weird stuff. And so. But let me get to this. The Israelification of Dickinson, Texas. And so Aaron and Melissa talked about that. This is Jonas Alexis, who's one of my favorite writers over at Veterans Today. Max Blumenthal, author of the New York Times bestseller Goliath, Life and Loathing in Greater Israel, and former writer for the Daily Beast, which is left-wing stuff. There's a whole wing of kind of
left people that call Israeli behavior onto the carpet, wrote that in Israelification of American domestic policy was in full bloom in 2011. In 2012, Gordon Duff declared almost the same thing. Slowly, every police department in the U.S., at the behest of DHS, is being trained by Israeli groups. As part of this training, there is an increased move to use military uniforms, armored vehicles, heavy weapons, illegal surveillance, lying to the people, press and courts, and systematic interference in the electoral system. This has thoroughly been documented, but if you think that this diabolical process is over, if you think that decent Americans are no longer being manipulated by a Talmudic entity known as Israel, then think again. Dickinson may change your mind. Dickinson is located in Texas, which was recently devastated by Hurricane Harvey, and everybody's making all these why they would name this hurricane named Harvey, and knowing that the Weinstein revelations were probably afoot. And so the people that name hurricanes and the people that know what's about to drop in Hollywood are the same people. Anyway, the city has about 18,000 people. 90% of the city was flooded during the storm, and 50% was destroyed by flooding. People are still suffering. Now there is the rub. In order to get aid from the government, the people living in the city have to fill out an application, which specifically says that they are not going to boycott Israel. The application can be found online, and here's what it says. Under agreement number 11, verification not to boycott Israel. And you can, yeah, by executing the agreement below, the applicant verifies that, number one, they won't boycott Israel. Number two, will not boycott Israel during the process of the agreement, as the video I just played said. How did we get here? Dallas News reported, the law, which is similar to laws in at least a dozen other states, took effect September 1st. Amazing, huh? In January 2016, Governor Greg Abbott met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem and said that he wanted legislators to work to approve such a ban. When he signed the bill into law in May, he said that any anti-Israel policy is an anti-Texas policy. Abbott said on his official website, anti-Israel policies are anti-Texas policies, and we will not tolerate such actions against an important ally. This man ought to be fired from his position because there's no way he can reconcile this essentially diabolical enterprise with what the founding fathers themselves had envisioned. Yeah, not a lot of entangling alliances and all that good stuff that Washington and all the guys told us. Abbott does not represent the American people. He is an agent of Israel and takes orders from a madman named Benjamin Netanyahu. Mark Dankoff, who lives in Texas, has sent me a Texas Tribune article on Abbott in which Abbott himself admits that he is basically an agent of the Israeli regime. Abbott declared, as governor, I'm a steadfast supporter and friend of the state of Israel, and the state of Texas policies will reflect that. The Texas Tribune stated, the governor seeks laws that would ban local and state entities in Texas from making direct investments in Iran or contracting with companies that conduct business with Iran. Current state law prohibits Texas's public retirement funds from making investments in Iran. But Abbott's office said his proposed laws would close several loopholes that nonetheless would allow public funds to flow into Iran's economy. Yeah, look at California's pension system. Knee-deep into the Chinese communist government, which runs around doing mobile execution bans, organ harvesting, gulags, and all the rest of it. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. We'll open the phone lines. See you guys on the other side.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we're back. Incendiary Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll take a couple callers in a second, but let's do a couple clips real quick. These are very short, but this, I mean, put it this way. Vegas is bubbling up
into Fox News world, where even the hosts of the hugest shows on Fox News are being let, they're actually letting them be conspiratorial. This is like, you have to look at it as part of the revelation of the method. If you get into Michael Hoffman's book, Secret Societies and Psychological Warfare, he talks about the revelation of the method, where there's these points in time where basically the people that have the control over the big, big picture kind of levers, they actually will reveal to the buffoons out here, the buffoon squads that they think all of us are, they'll let them in on the big picture when they think the timing is right to try to basically shift the consciousness in a way they think they can corral and control it, and then move on to the, you know, the Hegelian synthesis, proper reaction, solution, or, you know, whatever you want to say, the thesis, antithesis, synthesis. And they're always looking for the synthesis to move the society into the next membrane of control. All right, so let's do clip one, Ken.
Stein is an author and columnist, and he joins us tonight. So, Mark, look, I'm not a conspiracy nut at all, and I'm desperately hoping the authorities will prevent me from forming my own conspiracies to explain what is becoming increasingly inexplicable. But it looks like that interview you just saw, and I'm putting air quotes around the word interview, was managed by MGM, and that's why they put it on Ellen's show. Does that give you confidence that the public, which has a right to understand what happened, is learning anything meaningful about this story?
No, and I'm not a conspiracy nut either, but you're entitled to be one on this, Tucker, because whether by intention or design, nothing is proceeding normally in this case. Yes. Up to the absurdity where someone says, I'm only going to give one interview, and I'm going to give it to Ellen DeGeneres. And Ellen...
Exactly.
Ellen, and I've got nothing against Ellen. But it seems very a weird choice. And as you say, she manages to say, well, you are a true hero because by getting shot in the leg, you saved so many lives. That's not what happened. That was the old narrative.
Exactly.
The old narrative was that he interrupted the gunfire, took a shot in the leg, and brought the massacre to a halt. And then the sheriff said, oh, no, sorry, is that what I said? No, absolutely sorry, I got things the wrong way around. Actually, Mr. Campos got there before the mass shooting started, and then apparently between shooting.
So, you had to listen to that loaded language, conspiracy nut. And then the Mr. Mark Stein says, you're entirely allowed to be a conspiracy nut concerning Las Vegas because of this silly buffoon squad crap that they've force fed us with the sheriff, the chief of police, that goofball, sick, creepy looking FBI agent that's always hanging around the interviews. But then the whole Ellen thing, and you know, that whole thing is just crazy. Now, Ken, let's do number 26 real quick, and then we'll start the calls. And this is another Tucker, which is the biggest, basically Hannity and Tucker, the biggest shows out there, where like a lot of the zombie squads are actually watching. And so let's do 26 real quick.
Nobody seems able to answer even the most basic questions about what actually happened. Police initially told us that Stephen Paddock shot a hotel security guard in the hallway outside his room after he'd finished murdering more than 50 people on the plaza below. How could someone possibly have broken into, burgled, Paddock's home in Reno in the middle of one of the biggest criminal investigations in the history of the state? Why was no one guarding the house? Are investigators actually that incompetent? Maybe they are. Either way, institutional credibility is dying here. When the authorities get it this wrong, people stop believing them. So nobody should be surprised when conspiracy theories rush in to fill the void of credible information from officials.
Very confusing. The timeline has now changed three times. The security guard was shot allegedly beforehand, then it was afterwards, then he called, and he didn't call. Then the security guard was supposed to do these interviews and then bailed, and no one can find him. What's going on here?
All right, stop it there. Go ahead, stop it. But these are the red flags. These are the silly, this is post 9/11. This is the same thing regurgitated at us where, I mean, just a ridiculous level. You're going to leave, okay, this guy supposedly does this massive shooting, okay, 500-600 people involved, all that crap. You know, we know the numbers are skewed and goofy as hell. But I read the stuff from the surgeons. But anyway, so this guy, they're going to leave his home completely open to break in while Campos, this security guard, hero slash not hero or whatever, was supposedly shot by who knows what kind of caliber weapon. He's guarded. Okay, he goes into hiding. He's probably in the 5-level deep witness protection garbage. But you're going to leave Paddock's house, you're going to leave that where you're going to let that get burgled. I mean, you know, the ridiculous level of things that they throw. I it almost is like, you know what, let's just, the people are like, you know what, hey, let's think of the stupidest thing we could tell these people and let's see if it sticks. Let's see if Rachel Maddow and Wolf Blitzer and Don Lemon, let's see how it works out. Or let's just trigger the population to the point where, like Tucker was saying, now you're able to be a conspiracy nut. But my thing is this, part of the PSYOP? Is this part of the Civil War nomenclature to make people finally come out of the, you know, the get the cobwebs out of their brains and be like, oh my God, there's something weird here. And then cocktailed, and I'm going to get into this in a little bit with the JFK stuff, because I got a bunch of Roger Stone stuff and Jones and all this stuff. Joe Rogan, I got clips to get into. So let's take Chris, who's right out there in the near Las Vegas, as he's told Ken. But you know, I've went through a lot of material, but I got a bunch out, but I got a lot left to get to. But come on up, Chris. Greetings, man.
All right, thank you very much, Robert. I've got a couple more of your Miles W. Mathis names to put on pin. All right, so Campos, that's Tamara Pose or Cam Posa. He's gonna. It could be Compose, like
Compost. Yeah.
All right. The other guy, the maintenance guy, his name is Shuck. Shuck and Jive.
Yeah.
I mean, these things are so obvious. They're nonsensical. I've seen this over and over on many of these false flag scenarios going way back when. When it looks like these guys are, even when you went back to Al Shabaab or El Shabong and some of these Hanna-Barbera name characters they had, and it's like you got these guys that were sitting around smoking doobies watching cartoons on TV, and now they're in the Black Ops COINTELPRO producing these things, and they're just being as strange and bizarre as they possibly can, and it's really nonsensical except for those of us who actually can see what they're up to and watch this stuff and out of the crowd.
Listen to this, Chris. I was sending around to the people that I have contacts with on Skype, and this was all about this kind of Talmudist Jewish guy and rabbi, and he was talking about basically these other Jewish people who had converted basically to Christianity, and they were trying to spread the gospel to people in Israel. They were kind of like messianics. And this rabbi that was like trashing these messianics and saying they were worthy of death and all the rest of this, you know, on YouTube, his last name was Baghdadi, the same guy that's supposedly the head of ISIS.
Yeah, I am Big Daddy, exactly. Well, and you talked about the girl earlier, Julia. Yeah. It's absolutely insane. But I know you had a lot of material covered. The only other thing I really thought hasn't been covered a lot, and it's because the FBI is taking control of the investigation, the Federal Bureau of Invention, that is, and that's that three people killed that they're transporting a bunch of weapons, drugs, and arms and stuff to a bunch of U-Haul places out there in Henderson, Nevada, not far from here, on, I think it was last Saturday is what it was.
Yeah, I saw that.
Two or three cars rolled over and burned up. I mean, it must have been a bizarre thing up at Russell Road and somewhere out in there. Absolutely insane stuff, because the FBI has full, total control of the whole situation. They've got the lid shut down, and you're going to get very little information other than psyops or lamestream story. It's the Paddock lone wolf shooter, That's all the thing they know, except for the rest of us all know better. There's multiple shooters. We don't know who they all are, but we know it ain't just Paddock.
Yeah. Well, there's another thing floating around out here, Chris, and then I'll let you go. But Mr. Compost getting his award at this Jean Georges Steakhouse, okay? And basically, the Outer Light did this big, long video. So if you guys want to look at it on the Outer Light, they look at this steakhouse, and he's sitting here, and then the what they're looking at, his the surrounding of the steakhouse, it doesn't even look like that anymore. So the whole thing was some sort of a CGI, weird Photoshop, whatever. I mean, everything about this thing stinks with this Compost guy, and then him gaining 40 pounds in a couple of days. So they show you a picture. He's skinny. He's got a, he's got this big scar on the left side of his face. Looked like he got hit with a tire iron. Then he goes on Ellen's show, and he's 40 pounds heavier, and he has no scar. And I'm just like, gosh, this stuff is like, they make it so pathetic that I don't even, you know, I don't even think they care anymore how sloppy they are. Or that's part of the PSYOP.
They told us this is the last show he's going to do on the Ellen DeGeneres show. That's because he's flying back to Israel because he's part of the Mossadites.
All right, Chris.
That was America. Thank you, Robert. Bye-bye.
All right. So, thanks, man. Let's take Alan in Texas. How we doing, Alan?
Robert, I'm doing good, man. It's funny you're talking about the clown dancing lesbian right now, because am I the only one who picked up on this part, if I'm correct, about the psyop silliness of this whole crap?
Go ahead.
When she was interviewing these guys, now she had Shook and Campos both up there, right? And I don't have internet access, so I have to kind of rely on my own brain. But did she not say she was talking to Shook and she said, you know, well, what happened with you? And then, well, you know, he came out and he told me to duck down, you know, get out, there's people shooting or someone shooting or something. And then she turns to him and she goes, well, he basically saved your life, didn't he? He's your savior. Now, can you tell me what Compost's first name is?
Jesus. Yes.
Yes.
Jesus.
Am I the only one who caught this, this irony? I mean, it's just so in your face. If I am correct, am I not correct about, you know, about what she said? About what she said to this, because that's just so in your face, it's not even funny, and it just it slipped past me at first too, and I saw it and think about it, it's like, wait a minute, this guy's name is Jesus, and
yeah,
she just said,
like a,
called
it's
him
like a little,
savior.
It was like a little jab, a little satanic jab at the Lord's name. You see what I'm saying?
It's you know, it's pretty much in your face, and it's just another part of, you know, as far as what I consider, you know, the whole PSYOP. And about Jeff Renz, I was listening that Monday night, you know, the first, you know, night after it happened when he was on, and he had Jim Fetzer on, and Jim Fetzer was just starting to get into his spiel, and the first time I heard Renz come out and say, now, I don't want anyone emailing me or talking anything about, you know, about no one, you know, being killed here, you know, that's just foolishness, I'm not going to take it, and I was sitting there going, wow, you know, I even commented Jeff Renz one time when I actually got through to make a call, and Jim Fetzer and Preston James, I think, were on there with him. They were talking, and I got to talk to him for a little bit. And I even complimented Jeff on, you know, I've heard you, you know, biting your tongue basically a lot of times, you know, wanting to say something, but you give everyone a fair shake. And then he comes around and he did that, and I was just, it just amazed me, you know. Not really dashing one of my heroes, because I don't take any of them as my God source of information. But, right, you know, I always considered him giving a fair shake to everyone, and that just bored me. And it kind of shut Jim Fetzer down, too.
Yeah, well, think about a guy, whether you like Fetzer or not. I see people trying to trash Fetzer, saying he's a military intelligence guy because he was a captain in the Marine Corps and so forth and so on. He was a – I mean, but the dude he's got a lot of scholarship behind him. And whether you agree with him or not, I think he's been very consistent on the false flag angle. Now, whether you talk about philosophy or religion or anything, you can disagree. But on the false flag angle and about synthetic psychological warfare, terror operations, I think this dude has been on the up and up since day one. And you get into his JFK stuff and especially the 9/11 stuff. I mean, he's been relentless on the neocons and the Mossad and everybody else that all these other people don't have the nuts to basically go after. Fetzer's been fearless.
And he presents evidence to back up what he's saying. You know, that's as far as I've been able to tell. You know, I've got his book, you know, No One Died at Sandy Hook. I'm waiting to get the other ones. And, you know, and it's pretty much, you know, if you look about it, and like I said, I've got to remember on my, you know, rely on my own brain because I can't, you know, go back on the internet and watch this stuff over and over and over. And, you know, it pretty, you know, what he comes out with correlates pretty well with what I remember seeing and hearing, you know, at the initial starts of these things, which is where you seem to get a lot more of the truth before, you know, the lid slams down and they start pulling all this, you know, all these psyop things on us.
Well, right. So, the scrubbing of information, the killing of witnesses,
exactly.
All these things. Yeah. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it.
Well, I'm gonna let you go now, Rob.
All right. Take care. See you, man. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Thank you.
fallen angel, too wicked for her home. And together we were wound, together we will roam. And I feed the fire, get us burning me alive.
All right, we're back. Sidiri Radio.
I saw this article earlier in the week. This is from October 17th, so 5 days ago. Okay, this is the last caller, Alan. He mentioned Preston James, and he's one of my writers on VT, and he's a guest over on Rents a lot. But he's kind of off into the alien stuff, but he ties it in with the demons, and I do too. And this, you know, the Watchers, Nephilim, you know, the angelic host, the rebellious angelic host. I get into that stuff too with, you know, all the various biblical researchers. I that's just something that grabbed me from the time I was young from reading the Bible. And I'm going to start this article and I'll continue it after the top of the hour. But this is an article called What Would Satan Do If He Ran America from the 17th. And I read it, and it's got some really just – it's a good boil down of kind of like worldview, theology, philosophy, and basically, you know, geopolitics and, you know, the Ephesians 6:12 stuff, principalities and powers and so forth. So I'm going to start it. Some years back, it was a fad in Christian churches for kids to wear bracelets that carried the message, "What would Jesus do?" The idea was that when in doubt, kids should act in ways that would please God Almighty by considering what Jesus would do in such situations based on his final two commandments, which is basically one of the big – this is the tripod of the Christian faith, and I've covered this, and I'm going off the script here, but the golden rule, okay? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you, okay? The golden rule. Then you have the other two where Jesus basically boiled down the entire law and the prophets into two sayings. Love God with all your heart and everything you got, and then you love your fellow man as yourself. So you got the golden rule, do unto others. Then you got love God with everything you got. And then you got to love your fellow man as you love yourself. And, you know, that final one's the hardest because you get into a lot of different things there. Now we have a situation in America where our leaders and the folks that run the six major mass media are acting as if their secret motto was "What would Satan do?" And they do it. And they seem to apply this modus automatically by instinct or inclination to any situation they encounter. And they sure seem to follow Satan's will. But, of course, they continue to say all the right things and deceptively present themselves to the public as righteous folks serving constituents when that is just a false front. They do this because they are caught in the inescapable world Zionist human compromise occult trap, a trap that if they tried to break out of, they would be immediately smeared in the media and would lose their elected office and most of their millions of dollars gained while in office. And we will continue after the top of the hour. Some really good boil down. So I hope you guys are enjoying it. Third hour coming up.
Homicide, sweet suicide, natural causes, day or night. Duty calls, I'm rolling on, and it's no place you want to go. You see, I'm not like all the rest. Some may question.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be. and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.